When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show for action takers around the world who are looking for ancient wisdom to balance their emotions, thoughts, and energies so that you can achieve your wildest dreams. And I do that through interviews, training sessions, and educational programs. Now, today is Book Reads Thursday, which means that I'm going to read out an excerpt from a book that I'm really, really excited about. Now, today's book is called Wheels of Life by Anadea Judith. Wheels of Life takes you on a powerful journey through progressively transcendent levels of consciousness. View this ancient metaphysical system through the light of new metaphors ranging from quantum physics to child development. It's an amazing book, which I highly recommend you check out. Now, Anadea Judith is a groundbreaking thought leader who is the founder and director of Sacred Centers and a writer, therapist, and spiritual teacher. Her passion for the realization of human potential matches her concern for humanity's impending crisis. Her fervent wish is that we wake up in time. She holds master's and doctoral degrees in psychology and human health, is a 500-hour registered yoga teacher with lifelong studies of psychology, mythology, sociology, history, systems theory, and mystic spirituality. Now, before we get into today's amazing episode, I want to thank Shamon Deer. Shamon Deer, if you're listening, thanks a lot for writing us this wonderful 5-star rating and review. And she writes, "This is a great podcast. I like how knowledgeable the presenter is." Well, thanks a lot, Shimon. Action Tribe, if you would like for me to read out your review as well to our global listenership, then take a minute and share your thoughts. Go to mysevenchakras.com/review. That's mysevenchakras.com/review. And don't forget to hit submit. All right, so let's begin. This is Wheels of Life by Anadea Judith, chapter number 6, called Light. And this excerpt is called The Winged Perceiver. Imagination is more important than knowledge, by Albert Einstein. From the dawning of ages, darkness and light have intertwined to bring us one of the greatest gifts of consciousness, the ability to see. To witness the wonders of the universe, whether light years away in the twinkling dome of stars or blossoming in the flowers of our backyard, the gift of sight allows us to behold the beauty of creation. Seeing gives us the ability to instantaneously take in enormous amounts of information about our surroundings, shape and form distilled into light waves create an internal map of the world around us. From our dreams, images spring from the unconscious and connect us to the soul. With intuition, we see our way through situations, gleaning wisdom to guide us in difficult moments. It is this gift of seeing both inner and outer that is the essence and function of Chakra 6. Through seeing, we have both a means of internalizing the outer world and a symbolic language for externalizing the inner world. Through our perception of spatial relationships, we have building blocks for both memory of the past and imagination of the future. Thus, this chakra transcends time. The brow chakra, as it is often called, is located in the center of the head, behind the forehead, either at eye level or slightly above, varying from person to person. It is associated with the third eye, an etheric organ of psychic perception floating between our two physical eyes. The third eye can be seen as the psychic organ of the sixth chakra, just as our physical eyes are tools of perception for the brain. The chakra itself includes the inner screen and the vast storehouse of images that comprise our visual thinking process. The third eye sees beyond the physical world, bringing us added insight, just as reading between the lines of written material brings us deeper understanding. The Sanskrit name of this chakra is Ajna, which originally meant to perceive and later to command. This speaks to the twofold nature of this chakra: to take in images through perception, but also to form inner images from which we command our reality, commonly known as creative visualization. To hold an image in our mind increases the possibility that it will materialize. This image becomes like a stained glass window through which the light of consciousness shines on its way to manifestation. If there is no interference, the form on the manifested plane is just what we visualized. Just like the projected image of the stained glass window, if there is no furniture in the way. One reason our visualizations don't always manifest is because so often we do encounter interference along the descent to manifestation. That interference could be someone else's circumstance, fears from the unconscious, or simply lack of clarity in our vision. While our petals have been steadily increasing in number as we climb up the Sushumna, we suddenly have only two petals at the Ajna chakra. There are many possible interpretations of their meaning. The two worlds of reality, manifest and unmanifest, the intertwining nadis, Ida and Pingala, which meet at this point, and the two physical eyes that surround the third eye. The petals also resemble wings and symbolize the ability of this chakra to transcend time and space, allowing the inner spirit to fly to distant times and places. It's interesting to note that if you compare the caduceus to the chakras and nadis, the two wings occur where the sixth chakra would be. One further interpretation is that the two petals surrounding a circle resemble the whites of the eye itself as it surrounds the iris. The corresponding element to this chakra is light. Through the sensory interpretation of light, we obtain information about the world around us. How much we are able to see depends upon how open or developed this chakra is, including to some degree the acuity of our normal eyesight. The gamut of visual and psychic ability can run from those who are extremely observant of the physical world to those who are gifted in psychic perception, who can see auras, chakras, details of the astral plane, precognition, the seeing of future events, and remote viewing, seeing things in other places. Unlike the five lower chakras, which are situated in the body, the brow chakra is located in the head. Therefore, its nature is more mental than any other previous chakra. Our visual perceptions must become translated into other forms, such as language, actions, or emotions, before they can be tangibly shared. As we become more mental, we leave behind the limitations of time and space and enter a transpersonal dimension. As each chakra corresponds to a gland, chakra 6 is related to the pineal gland, a tiny cone-shaped gland located in the geometric center of the head at approximately eye level. It is possible that this gland was at one time located nearer to the top of the head. In some species of reptiles, it still is, forming a kind of light-sensitive perceptual organ resembling another eye. The pineal gland, sometimes called the seat of the soul, acts as a light meter for the body, translating variations in light to hormonal messages relayed to the body through the autonomic nervous system. Over 100 body functions have daily rhythms which are influenced by the exposure to light. The pineal reaches the height of its development at age 7 and has been thought to influence the maturation of the sex glands. Embryologically, the pineal gland is derived from a third eye that begins to develop in the embryo and later degenerates. The pineal has some tranquilizing effect on the nervous system, and the removal of the pineal can predispose an animal to seizures. Melatonin, a hormone relevant to pigment cells, has been isolated from the pineal. It is suggested that the production of melatonin is triggered by the exposure of the eyes to light, even in small amounts. Melatonin, now widely researched as a sleeping aid, is believed to strengthen our immune system, reduce stress, and retard aging. Melatonin production decreases as we age, and low melatonin levels are commonly found in depression and consequently higher than normal level in manic states. Because the pineal gland is located just above the pituitary, some people correlate the pineal to chakra 7 and the pituitary to chakra 6. I feel that since the pituitary is the master gland that controls the other glands, this relates to the master chakra of the crown. Since the pineal is a light-sensitive organ, it seems clear that the pineal is related to chakra 6. Is the immaturity of our culture at this 6th chakra level relevant to the atrophy of the pineal gland? Does this gland have a mystic function that presently lies dormant, waiting for some sort of spiritual or cultural awakening? Studies have shown that light has a definite effect on the health and behavior of plants and mammals. Could it be that the pineal gland plays some secret role in the link between light and the chemistry of the body? At this point, there is not enough evidence to say. Melatonin as a sleeping aid increases dreaming, showing that it has some relevance to inner vision. Melatonin is chemically similar to native plants known to induce visions and can cycle into a compound called 10-methoxyharmalone, which is potentially hallucinogenic. Some psychotropic drugs such as LSD increase melatonin synthesis. There may indeed be chemical properties associated with the pineal in advanced humans that trigger the phenomenon of inner vision. Now, that melatonin has become so widely used as a sleep tonic, it will be interesting to see over time what effect this may have on our pineal glands or our psychic sensitivity. So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's book excerpt, because I really, really enjoyed learning about our third eye, our pineal gland, melatonin, and the influence that light has on our body and the hormones that we secrete for survival and thriving. If you enjoyed listening, then make sure that you order a copy of this book and go deeper, because there's so much more that she has written about in this amazing book. Go to my7chakras.com/317book. my7chakras.com/317book. If you prefer listening to the audiobook instead, that is, if you prefer listening to this book as opposed to reading it, then you can get this very book, Wheels of Life, for free on Audible, because Audible is providing all our listeners, My Seven Chakras listeners, one free audiobook and two Audible originals for free with a 30-day trial. All of that for free. To receive this book and start listening to Wheels of Life, go to my7chakras.com/freebook. my7chakras.com/freebook. Now, if you're on Instagram, then tag me while you're listening. Take a photo and tag me so that we can connect and I can share your story with our community. My handle is at My Seven Chakras at My Seven Chakras. And before I close, if you liked listening to this episode, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something new, then don't forget to write us a review on iTunes. It may only take you 2 minutes, but it makes a huge, huge difference to me. I will read out your review to our listeners. Go to my7chakras.com/review. That's my7chakras.com/review. I enjoyed connecting with you, and I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my SEVEN chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.